I'm Bill Radke. When Seattle's most famous reader, Nancy Pearl, recommends a book to you, she takes into account a bunch of things. But Nancy tells our arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman, it always comes down to great writing. And today she brings you one of her favorite writers.
I always love it when the author's name is bigger than the title of the book. Ian McEwan is the author, and the book's called Nutshell. His name comes first.
Yes, because Ian McEwan is the author of a great many terrific novels. The one that most people are probably familiar with is Atonement. And this is his newest book. Last month, it was announced that Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature. I'm still not sure how I feel about that, but I'll tell you who I think should win the Nobel Prize for Literature, and that's Ian McEwan. Ian McEwan does not ever write the same book twice. And each of his books, I mean, they share themes, but each of his books is unique. And this one, Nutshell, is especially wonderfully different from anything that you've read. It's narrated by a fetus, and that fetus's mother is named Gertrude, and she and his uncle are scheming to kill his father. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
So what he's done in this book is take the plot of Hamlet and jigger it around to come up with this amazingly original take on Shakespeare's play, and also give us this character who is so real to us. And then the ending is just fabulous.
I'm so fascinated because listeners, you can't see the book. I can see the book. And normally when we talk about people who should win Nobel Prizes, they're big, fat tomes. And I have to say that this is a normal-sized book.
It is. Ian McEwan does not write huge books. In fact, one of his award-winning books on Chesil Beach is very, very, very small. But that's because for Ian McEwan, every word counts, and he's not going to waste words in building up a word count.
So let me just say, a few weeks ago we talked about editors and how important editors were. I would argue that somebody who doesn't waste my time with too many words does deserve an award with his editor.
Yeah, but, you know, that's his style. It seems to me, and I've read and enjoyed all of his books in varying degrees, he's not going to ever be a verbose writer. He's going to cut to the chase and give you lots to think about and just to appreciate in his books. He has a great, I mean, I've never met him, but it seems to me from several of his novels, he has a great sense of humor.
Well, one of Nancy Pearl's candidates for Nobel Prize in Literature is Ian McEwan, McEwan, and his new book is called Nutshell. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Nancy Pearl and Marcy Silman, talking books every week. You'll find Nancy's recommendations at KUOW.org.